that I understand all those things. The next time I do come back to this program, I am you've said water scarcity, or we are water scarce country, about four times since.
Yes, internationally we are recognized as such.
Yes, so I am going to do a bit more reading on it and find areas that, one, that I see in the Barbados Water Authority or in other parts of our community. When persons call the Barbados Water Authority about burst mains, if it is so...
That's part of the efficiency.
All those things need to be addressed.
We
need to stop paying persons for overtime when something can be done in less than a few minutes. If a truck is on it passing my neighborhood and I have a problem, the same way we have this digitalized age where everything is done through electronics, the person who's in that truck should be able to send some correspondence to the head of the Barbados Water Authority or some part of the unit for fixing and say, we are at this part, we just passed this part, there's a burst main, we're going to fix it. As opposed to, I'm calling a weeks and weeks and weeks, and then I have to wait God knows how long for some person to come and rectify a problem that could have been rectified when a truck was passing by just a few minutes ago.
Well, you know, I would welcome having you rejoin us another day, having had the opportunity to go and check on these issues yourself. And to engage us, because that is very, very important. And we are in a period now where the average Barbadian is really being encouraged to participate more, give your feedback, read up more, investigate a bit more. Because, I mean, you've got a lot of talented people in Barbados. I must tell you that I, too, was really, really impressed, not only on Wednesday, but on a previous occasion, I heard the young senator, the opposition senator,
Crystal.
That is there, Crystal Drakes.
Yes,
and that's a breath of fresh air.
Yes,
I thought in all of that, all that has been said recently about the leader of the opposition and the Democratic Labour Party not being there and all of that,
mm-hmm.
I must say to his credit, the leader of the opposition has made two good choices.
Yes.
You know, one is a bit more aggressive than the next, but he does his homework nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
And this young lady, I mean, I have just been blown away by the quality of analysis that she is bringing when she speaks.
Before I go, Mr. Ellis, that is true. I concur with everything you've said, but I do not want an opposition who is just hot ear, who's just going to bring an analytical perspective to the table, and then it ends there. I want them to be going full-fledged.
But how much more can an opposition do in your judgment?
No. When I say to go all the way, I know they're only about...
Going all the way means what?
Keep pounding the present administration. Somehow in my mind, I don't even think that the head of the opposition has really jumped any ship, because you went in with a mandate and the same ideologies as everybody else. And for you to jump ship now, to me, it looks a bit strange and wobbly. Mr. Ellis, I don't want to get
I know. It is clear to me that you have very strong passions about what goes on in Barbados. And you get so involved at times that you have to run away from it.
Yes, and I think I'm going to do that and bow gracefully out right now.
Well, I really thank you very much for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, welcome.
I'm on the line?
You are.
Yes. I want to speak about two issues. The first one, the guy that spoke on the program about 3 days ago, he spoke about, I don't think it was Unio, I was in another of the house. He spoke about problems at the West Bay Cemetery.
He didn't speak to me.
His gravesite, his family gravesite.
He didn't speak to me.
No, it wasn't you.
Yeah.
But he did spoke about it with a problem with some person that's dealing with the burial ground. And I must say, he's right, because I had that problem too with my family.
What exactly is your problem?
I had a family grave there. And when we went to put some person that's in it, they say that we can use it. and nobody had gone in it for years. So when we said we were going to contact the police, we didn't got far before they called us back and dealt with it accordingly. And it was solved that same day. As we mentioned, police, we quite like it is a racket that is going on right now. So he's so right. Second issue, the guy that spoke before the lady there just now, I think some persons could be very unreasonable or they don't understand where Barbados is heading. Because a lot of people are just talking, looking after their own self, and they're not taking it serious where we are. And right now, we are in a precarious position. And this government is only trying, and trying very hard, to get us out to a certain level. How could you come on a program and tell people you have 5 apartments and a business, and you're crawling with bills? You're getting money. We don't have any apartments in Barbados today that is $400 or $500. The most are $800, $900 for apartments. So you expect to have 4 or 5 apartments with tenants paying you?
You get your money. First of all, you are assuming that the man having 5 apartments means that they are always occupied.
But
you know that there are people who have apartments that are available to people in the tourism sector on a needs basis. It's not everybody who's got apartments don't rent them out to people on a basis that says you're here until whenever you want to leave.
I understand that quite clearly, sir.
Yeah.
But he didn't even mention that they are not occupied. They just keep talking.
Well, you will have to hear yes, you're saying.
What I'm trying to say, whether he says that or not, you're privileged to have apartments. Some people don't even have a house. Some people are still running about today asking for help to get bored. A man was talking yesterday about getting bored from some place that looking down at Sanders now to do his home. And that was unfortunate. It hurt me to see that he's waiting on Sanders to be knocked down to pick up material. And you are telling me you are fortunate to have apartments. And you are still on the area, on the phone, crawling about the water.
All right, just look at it this way. If a hotelier had come on the line and said to you that, yes, I'm running my hotel, but in my judgment, the water rate is too high. This business is being impacted by that. How would you respond?
I would still believe that he could be unreasonable, too, because you get gains, and you can't take all the gains and don't help the country. We need all the help in the world.
I think the guy is back on the line to engage you on this. Hello?
We need help. I don't want to engage him because he's unreasonable.
Yeah. Explain. Can you respond to the point that has been raised, sir?
My good lady, let me explain.
She's run.
Right?
She's gone.
I don't know where the world you're living in. Them apartments come then. Things was good, and the Barbados Labour Party government, I built 4 apartments. They may have all these problems that we got now. We have people to sit at
that line.
She's trying to mash my cards in a foolish way.
You got to just focus.
I don't have nobody in the apartments right now.
Right, so focus on that issue, because her assumption is that these apartments are fully occupied for a long period, and 2, she is going in a direction which suggests, look, once you are at a level where you can get apartments in this country, you shouldn't be complaining. That's her position.
Well, maybe her problem is that she don't have she's outdated like the rest of people. All I'm saying that there's no way that 4 apartments, 2 garbage cans, somebody come and knows the place one night, somebody don't come. Months is passing, but I don't know the place because it's right in the short term. I don't get no kind of benefits from the government because they're not enough. So when she talk about these things, she don't know nothing she's talking about.
Okay.
She need to get straight and get up and smell what's going on out here. Serious. We have to cushion ourselves for the last government. The last 10 years, we the cushion and we the beat every head trying to make ends meet. You got to buy paint to upkeep the place. You got to do all kinds of things. The water authority, we don't have a problem with water authority. The problem is that the boy that sit down and do this thing, put on too much on the bills. That's all I'm saying. She's listening to what he got. She don't understand what's out there.
All right, sir.
She needs to stop talking like an idiot because
we gotta go.
Mia is my friend. I love Mia.
But the point is, though, I think the more significant point here is that it's not about one person. We are talking about a category of business person who may feel the same way. And at the end of the day, many of these people are trying to run a business. And they're saying to you, look, it is one thing to go after one property or two, but it's another matter when you go after somebody who is running a business and has several of these apartments to deal with, where, especially in a season, in a period like this, in the summer, where they are not often occupied, you are likely to impose a burden on that person. And the question is whether there is any validity in the government having a look at that category. We are yet to hear from people in the tourism sector, because I would think that many of them would be very hard hit by this particular venture here, this particular approach. So let's see where it takes us. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Hello, morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm well.
This is the Ellis, I call him a garbage pickup from Mariner's Line on Leinster Road, Waterford. This is 4 weeks now going that a garbage truck haven't passed through these two roads. One passed through on Sunday, and it was trying to tell the driver where the regular truck goes. And the man telling me, you're on the supervisor, so you're not running this truck today. He going this place and the next place. And this is 4 weeks. Right now here, sitting down, he can smell the garbage. You know what garbage alongside the road in hot sun?
Well, I hope that they are, you know, they have real problems with the shortage of trucks, huh? We exposed that earlier this week here. It's very bad.
The thing what I'm saying is, a truck passed through here in garbage alongside the road, and the guy said that then saying he this place and then saying the next place. Well, he only can go away to send him. But to be honest, this is ridiculous now, though. And every time you call the sanitation then gets sent out to the supervisor to look. And I don't be away from home now regular. I can't see somebody looking. Nobody ain't coming. This garbage is unbearable.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much. Down to Brass Tacks. You on the air?
Yeah.
Yes, welcome. Yes, you are.
I don't know. The Prime Minister about $8 an hour. This is where you want to get some information about. That's law yet? I think law yet.
That's the what? Which one?
The Prime Minister about $8 an hour.
For what?
Get $8 an hour. It's working. You know, you work, you get paid with the hour.
I'm not sure whether that aspect of it has passed, because the government has passed quite a number of measures in Parliament in recent weeks, so we'd have to check on that.
Yeah, because
that sounds more like a minimum wage issue.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I hear it's going to affect next month. I know how true.
I'm going to check for you, though. I'm going to check to find out. Okay. Thank you very much. Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the program.
Hey. Yes, sir. I just want to mention 3 quick points.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All right.
Turn off that radio. That radio sounds as though it's distracting you.
All right. Garbage collection. Seeing that there are no trucks from the SSC, or not many, are people allowed to hire trucks and bring the garbage to the appropriate places, or is only the SSA trucks up there?
I would believe that is something that you would have to get approval to do.
Mm-hmm.
There are private haulers and and the SSA, who have that authority. But if you go out there, you have to pay the necessary fees and that sort of thing.
So for now, until they could get the trucks, I should figure that the government would, if the fees are too exorbitant, lower the fees and just let a lot of people
encourage
to get
people
the
to take their own garbage.
Yeah, or get like say a neighborhood could hire a truck to come. And
maybe some merit in that.
Yeah, I mean, rather than everybody calling in because we don't have trucks.
Yeah.
Calling and complaining is not going to help. We have to find a way to get through this. I understand some people in Dominica are still living with tarpaulin over the roof.
Yes.
And one of the officials say that, you know how long tarpaulin lasts in the sun? So those tarpaulins will soon have to be replaced, and people may not even have money sometimes to replace them. So people in Dominica still need a lot of help. I think we should consider ourselves so blessed here and so on and try and get together, oh Lord, as a nation and deal with these things. And then we're going to end up then blaming this government, blaming that, blaming that. But the government can put it in place. It's how we see it, because they can change laws for other things. They can change laws for anything. Allow the entrance of trucks, especially if they're not coming from a particular neighborhood and so on, and deal with the garbage. Get them up, get it off the street, you know, before we get some kind of sickness going on. Anyway, the guy with the apartment.
Yeah.
It was a lady speaking or a gentleman?
Well, the person who spoke about the apartments who said that he had a difficulty with the water rates is a man.
Yeah, I mean the lady who called in.
It was a lady.
A man or woman?
It sounded like a woman.
Well, whoever it was, people need to understand that things like apartments and so on. I'm an ordinary person. I'm upper class, nothing. So people need to understand that when persons invest in things like apartments and different things like that, they have bringing some extra funds. They might owe the bank. They got exorbitant bills as well.
Precisely.
Everything you step out to do has a cost.
It's a business.
And people would say, oh, he got this, she got this. But that person, as you say, business worries and so on, looking to invest with maybe for the grandchildren or whatever, but they're all for these things. There are very few people that are able to go and build those kind of things, apartment in cash. So I understand where the gentleman is coming from. I don't want nothing so, but I still understand. Why don't we try to understand instead of just pulling down each other?
Well, I am hearing a fair amount of that discussion right now about the extent to which black people in Barbados seem to be attacking one another. Left, right, and center. But what that caller just did was expected. If somebody didn't call and say it, I know a lot of other people out there would be thinking it. That as long as you have apartments, what are you complaining about? You are able to afford it, so you could afford anything.
That's how
they come across.
Mr. Ellis,
yes.
You remember it was 2007 when the World Cup was coming here?
Yes.
You know that a lot of people are investing billion an extra this and an extra that. To accompany one or two guests, and then when the Indians that decided they weren't coming, some group then get in.
Yes.
And the influx that we thought we would have for World Cup wasn't here, and those people had those extra rooms and things on their hands to pay for because they didn't get any returns on them.
Yeah.
And right now, so many apartments and things all around. I think we should open our eyes.
But that is a part of doing business in Barbados that can at times be worrying that at one stage one administration will come and tell you the policy is X and you should pursue various ventures and that sort of thing because of the policy, and then another administration or another minister can come and change the policy and just create utter confusion in the minds of people because there is no consistency. I'll give you an example. It has to do with the diesel vehicles. one administration encouraged Bajans to go and buy diesel vehicles, and the next one came and taxed the diesel at a rate that made it frustrated the whole concept. No, I'm one of the people who believe that we need to relook the use of diesel on our streets in vehicles, because other research that I've done suggests that in America and other places, it is considered to be unhealthy, and you have to put special measures in place to protect the public, the public health, when it comes to the widespread use of diesel vehicles. But that's a different matter. I'm just focusing on the inconsistency and how that can make life difficult for people. So you build apartments, yes. The government encourages people to go there and invest. People who live close to the university, the West Indies, for instance, people who are investing for purposes of developing the tourism product. And therefore, you still have to be very careful how you tax those people, because, as you pointed out, they got to pay money to the bank and that sort of thing, you know?
All right. All I'm saying is challenges with the rise don't matter which government it is. And when these things happen, the individual now has to get up and seek ways of getting out of the issues. Like if you have relatives, if you have apartments and so on there for just the tourist season, you know, you go there, you go there and you invite your friends and your relatives to come in and stay. There are lots of what we call mansions on the West Coast, right?
Yeah.
That are owned by Italians and different people that who own restaurants across Europe and things. And you know what they do? Some of those persons come in here and only spend like 3 months a year, but they send in, they have clientele from overseas who come and stay in those houses. So if Bajans have such, you know, apartments and different things, they need to, because you can't always be in government to talk about tourism. Bring your people, go to England, see who want to come in. Spend some money. You know, you got to spend money to get money. Spend some money, go out and bring in some of your friends and family who, and it won't be as expensive as the hotels anyway. My last point here, I call it politicians invading. Peter was saying yesterday that Verla de Pisa, or the guy bringing it up to Peter, I think Peter agree that Verla de Pisa is, what's called it? She's just there for no.
Stop. Yeah.
Stop. But, I mean, how ridiculous can we get? I mean, politics.
What's ridiculous about that?
Because politics is politics.
And that is politics.
All of them, both parties do it.
No, but why do you consider it ridiculous? If both parties do it, it can happen.
No, ridiculous.
It's not far-fetched.
It will want to talk about one party doing it. When you're done, know that the others will do it too.
Yeah, but I would agree with you on that. And because of that, I wouldn't dismiss it. And I'm not here.
I mean, I take it as the norm then. Not dismiss it. I take it as the norm that both sides do it. If we had three parties, the three parties would still do it. Because I can remember, we choose to remember what we want to remember. I can remember when Tom Adams came back from overseas. He came back to take up his father's place, you know, and Bree St. John was there in line, and he didn't get that position. Mr. Adams was placed there to be leader. So, I mean, don't let me forget.
Bree St. John only lost the leadership after he didn't win his seat in Christchurch. But he was leading the Barbados Labour Party in that election.
He was leading that election.
He led the Barbados Labour Party in that election, but did not win his seat, and therefore he lost the leadership. So the transition was from Sir Grantley Adams to Bernard St. John. That was the transition.
So Mr. Adams only coming after
that.
After he lost?
Yes.
Ah.
That's correct. Remember, Mr. St. John lost the seat to Peanuts Morrison.
Mm-hmm. I can check that again because
you can rest assured that that's how it turned out.
I read how I can't remember who wrote the book, one of the politicians, that Mr. Adams was brought in to replace his father anyhow. All right? So I can check
that's
back.
Not correct. That's not
back.
Correct at all.
Mm-hmm. I can check back.
Okay. Down to brass tacks. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, morning.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, ma'am.
I am just calling to find out. I just want to say that it's okay for people to call in and keep complaining about the things, how their bills gone up and everything. I can understand that. They have some people don't have any money. But what the government is asking for, people have to realize the government came in and they found, what I could call it, a mess. And all of the things are not even exposed yet, as the Prime Minister said. The more they dig, excuse me, I have a cold. The more they dig, the more they're finding. Good gosh, you're just asking for everybody to pitch in to try to put Barbados, well, not back where it was, because that's not going to happen overnight, like some people are saying, like the DLP supporters. They say they give the government 100 days. 100 days to do what? 100 days to get the island back up and running? That's ridiculous, and it's unrealistic. We need more. It's going to take much longer than that. She's asking everybody to pitch in, which don't seem unreasonable. Good gosh, they keep complaining all the time. They keep forgetting that when the government came in, the government that was in before, because I don't want this to sound too political, but you got to call a spade a spade. When the government that was there before, they made such a mess. So now to clean this mess up, it's not going to happen in 100 days. I don't even think it's going to happen in 200 days. So if they want to give the 100-day thing and then play the calling in and complaining, for God's sake, sleep a little longer. And what they can do is just pitch in. I try to get, because this is all of us that's in this. It's not a BLP or a DLP thing, and I wish they would stop trying to make it seem like a BLP or DLP thing. What they expect now, the government that come in, you could see that they're trying to say, okay, Mia come in and she put on taxes on this and taxes on that. That is supposed to help the I'm sure Miss Motley would have loved to be able to take over the government and let everybody go back shopping as usual and everybody live a normal life. But for the mess that she found, it can't be business as usual. And I wish everybody would stop complaining and saying, okay, we got to do this. Now my water bill is this and it's that. We're just asking for everybody to pitch in. You see what happened, the DLP supporters, when they should have opened up and let the government know, let the ministers know, well, look, I think you should reverse from this. This don't look good. You need to go the other road and instead of going down this road. They never said anything. They encouraged it. So now, not only the BLP supporters, but also the DLP, the same ones, now we all have to pitch in and try to put this country back on its feet. So that's all I call to say. I wish everybody would stop complaining. I mean, yes, they could complain if they want, but good God, to some degree, not just be bitching and make it seem as though, well, it's the BLP's fault, because it's not.
All right. But I hope you are bracing yourself for more of this kind of situation. There are a lot of people in the country who do not understand the magnitude of the problem, and even if they do, they are hopeful that they will be spared the brunt of the burden. And once it starts to unfold, it's one thing to talk about it, but when it starts to touch you, then you say, but good grief, this is what it was supposed to be. And then you will get an argument that says, but you know, I thought that once the government changed, these things would have been sorted out in a different way, that I wouldn't continue to be burdened with taxes. And it seems as though we get more taxes now. It is much tougher than it was under the Dems. That's going to be part of what you have to deal with. And then the government has to be involved in arguing this. Well, you got to do this if you want to get the funding from the IMF to ease the situation ultimately. Because what you're dealing with here is some structural defects in the Barbados economy, some things that needed to be done quite a long time ago, things that we refuse to do because you just wanted to avoid exactly this environment where people are complaining and were exposed to the political fallout associated with it. That is why it wasn't done before. Because you didn't want people to come and say, but the government is harsh and they must find another way. Many times people can't tell you what that other way is, but they feel burdened and pressured. If somebody says here, I've got a couple of comments on WhatsApp. This person says that they have two houses rented out and they don't see a cent because they got debt to clear off. You know, and I'll share some more reactions with you as the morning progresses. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You know, you need to pay some attention to that situation in Argentina. I'm reading a piece here which says that economists had long argued that Argentina's peso currency was overvalued, and the government acknowledged that it would depreciate gradually over the years, but no one expected the speed with which the peso plunged against the dollar in April due to investor concerns about the government's ability to control inflation and interest rate hikes by the U.S. Federal Reserve, which strengthened the dollar worldwide. The depreciation made Argentina's dollar debts more expensive for the government, prompting it to turn to the International Monetary Fund for a $50 billion loan. Now, the situation in Argentina at the moment is quite concerning. And, you know, it's another example of what can happen in a relatively short period in an economy. And, you know, we here in Barbados, we've been fortunate not to have had that kind of dramatic decline in our situation. Ours is, in a sense, it's been slow and steady in terms of decline. And the task ahead now is large, as you can see. It's going to be very difficult for many people to accept that it means that further erosion in disposable income, having regard to the fact that since 2008, we've been going through this. Down to Brass Tacks.
Yes, good morning, David.
Yes, good morning.
It's a long wait, but I hope at the end of what I have to say, somebody will pay attention. You know, when you leave the airport, going to, like, Sam Lord Castle and going across by Mr. Ram, you know, there's a, where you're coming from, Mr. Ram area, you know, there's a stop there telling you to stop.
Yes.
Right by that shop at the corner there. You know, people find it hard.
They come straight across.
Yes. Because I saw earlier this year a car came across there and run right into a transport board bus. And recently I was going up James Street side, and when I came from the airport side, they had to get too fast because this thing was coming with no intention to stop.
But perhaps they should look at putting a hump.
Yes.
A silent policeman close to that particular stop.
They should put a hump
to slow them down.
You know, years gone by, some lady like lost her life further across by the four road section. And you know, after all the accidents that used to happen there, only when that lady lost her life is when they put a hump there. So I just pray that they would consider doing something there before somebody's life goes like that.
Yes, I know the junction that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's very serious. Coming from by Miss Ram, people see the sign and they still say, well, I am on the main. Even though a sign says stop, they just ignore that. So I hope someone in authority will hear and do something before something serious happens.
Okay, thank you very
much.
Thank you. This person says here that if we are trying to make people save water, they think that we should go back to billing people for what they use as opposed to having a minimum rate. Because if I'm using a bucket of water a week, there is no way I should be paying the same bill as my neighbor who is using three buckets. So that's one point for consideration as well. Down to brass tacks.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Mr. Ellis, what that lady just said about that area there coming from Ms. Rum is a very dangerous area. It needs something to be done with. Anyhow, what they call it, to let people know that we in Barbados is a kind of happy to concern as a country. Other people suffer more than us. And if we sit here and play the fool and don't want to pay the money and don't want to help, we can find ourselves down the drain that a U.S., that we dollar could value nothing to a U.S. dollar. And that would be more hardship for us. So I think people need to start complaining and try to help. Help all the way. I will hope it won't be so all the time. Another thing.
But we need to.
Go ahead.
We still need to engage on the issues before us and the alternatives. The debate should continue. I think, unfortunately, because of what has happened to the Democratic Labour Party, we are deprived right now of that kind of engagement. But it is necessary. One is hopeful that they will come back to the fore very soon, to the point where they will be talking about the issues and giving their perspective on how we can or should handle the situation.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Pardon?
I can agree with that.
Yeah, but it is because their internal dynamics are such right now that they got to get themselves sorted out. So in the meantime, it can sometimes appear as though you are getting too limited an interaction and an analysis of what the government is advancing. For instance, there is a need to have various views about what was outlined yesterday. It is not sitting down here and saying, well, you know, because the government says so, it is so, and it is the only point of view. It is a point of view. It is an approach, and ultimately the government has to take a decision. But what we want to encourage is the cross-fertilization of ideas, you know.
Yes. But one thing is, too, I think some of the ministers need more to come on the air and do some more explaining to some people that don't really fully understand.
Well, as the need arises, I mean, as I said earlier, I think that the agriculture minister has to talk about sugar, for instance. And that's clear. There are going to be questions that will arise, and it's necessary for them to respond to them. Earlier this week, we had the Minister of the Environment come into the studio briefly after he went out there to look at the mess that had been created. And I want to say thanks very much to those who responded, to the ministry and the others who responded to the concern that was raised. It has improved a lot. I'm not seeing all of that rubbish scattered all over the place at the moment, but
that is a fact.
It is something that you got to keep your eyes on.
You got to keep your eyes open. You got to keep talking.
Yes, you got to keep talking about it because it was very, very, a very good job was done in trying to clean it up. It was going on for far too long.
It really looked bad. It did definitely look bad.
Yes, yeah. And there's another concern somebody raised here about some stuff that is falling from the trees. The palm trees out there by courts in the Lower Green. And the point that they're making is that when these berries drop, they become slippery. People walking there can slip very easily. And their concern is that it is likely that somebody can actually slide under one of the vehicles passing that road if care is not taken. And they want the authorities to pay some attention to cutting the branches or the berries in such a way as to avoid the frequency with which they're dropping there. Yes.
Okay. The guy that called in about the apartment and he got this high water bill.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something. Each apartment carry a bill?
that's the impression that I'm getting, that each of them will carry a separate bill. And that's what is causing him to be concerned. That's how he's projected it.